This is an Enterprise Time Security podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Michael George of Continuum.
Really delighted to be here with you. Thanks very much for the opportunity. We're an IT service platform company, so we provide technology and integrated services in that technology to enable IT service providers, principally managed service providers, or MSPs as they're known, to go and provide the meaningful services to enable those businesses to be secure, to have business continuity, to have all of the business applications and interconnect that they need to run their businesses. We are the largest provider in the world to provide this particular type of platform. I'll talk in a moment about some of the things that uniquely differentiate us and enable us to empower MSPs to do things with our platform that they're not otherwise able to do. We're about 7.5 years old. We're a little more than 1,400 people worldwide. We've got offices on 4 continents, and we've been here in the European markets for about 4 years, and we've grown exponentially here in this market for a whole lot of reasons, and security is the number one category driving the growth of our partners, and since we're 100% channel dependent and symbiotic with our channel, then obviously our growth is all driven by some of the security dynamics in the marketplace today.
How aware are SMBs of security? And I don't just mean that cybersecurity is a risk, but actually of the finer points of what they need to protect, how they need to protect, what their risk profile is.
Yeah, not at all, frankly. If you ask the business owner of a small to medium business 2 or 3 years ago, they might have thought of security as being not something that they were directly in the sights of, and it wasn't really something that was going to affect them. That has changed. I think the small to medium business owner understands well that they are a part of the attack vector that cybercrime is now very focused on. As it relates to the finer points, as you note, the answer is not at all. They don't understand it. It is a very big and very complex world. They understand that they're vulnerable. They don't completely understand why, and they're really at a loss for how to get that solved. Nor do I think it's their responsibility to do that, however. They have always been dependent on these independent IT service companies to bring to bear the technology and the solutions that enable them to have business continuity. They should be looking to that same MSP community to bring an effective security product to the market as well.
How do they begin to assess an MSP? You've just issued a report looking at the state of MSP-SMB relationships when it comes to cybersecurity. There's some very interesting numbers in there in the number who would look to be changing their MSP if they didn't think they were getting things. The number who say when they've had an incident, they really don't get anybody on site to help them out, and that's what they were expecting. Are they more aware of what questions to ask when they go to an MSP? Or is this more they're open to a better sales pitch?
It depends on really principally one thing, which is, what is their proximity to an incident? Every small business owner has either had an incident, or they're typically 1 or 2 degrees away from somebody who has. Their level of attention and knowledge to this is really dependent on where they are in that proximity spectrum. And number one, that's an important factor here. What happened today, and to your point, one of the things that the Vance & Bourne report noted was that 93% of small businesses said that they would consider hiring a new MSP if that new MSP offered the right cybersecurity solution. What's right is something I'm sure you and I are going to delve into in just a moment, because that's an important factor. But the most important element, the dynamic here, is simply this. If I'm a small business owner and my MSP hasn't come to me proactively to begin to educate and inform and evaluate and assess my risk profile, and I think the risk element is the piece. As a business owner, I care more about risk than I do the nuances of how to solve. I want to know what my risk profile is. I want to know what the levels and layers of basic functions I need, whether it be employee training, whether it be some basic firewall protection, endpoint protection, what level of remediation do I have? Do I have the ability to back up and restore in the event of a breach? Because even with the greatest protections in the world, you can't 100% assure that the environment is safe. I want to be educated at a business level. I don't think they really want to get into the nuances and the detail of the technology. I want to know it from a business level, and for the MSPs that are not doing that, they are getting displaced immediately by companies that are using security as the sharp edge of the selling sword to go into companies that they've been trying to get into with some of the same old MSP offerings of the past, remote monitoring or backup or mobile device management. All of these things are a little rote. They're kind of table stakes today, and there's nothing new in it. And so MSPs that are now knocking on the doors of these companies that they've been trying to steal from their competitors for years, they're finally getting into. And I think if they have the right balance of understanding and attention and experience with a like company, by like I mean typically vertically oriented. If I'm a dentist, I want to hear about other dentists that you might have done this for. If I'm an insurance company, if I'm a restaurant, whatever it might be, I want to hear something that's relevant to me, a bit in size and scale, but specific to my industry. If you express some of the things that would, from a business perspective, be top of mind for me, then you will typically win the business and displace the existing MSP in that category.
But how do you keep this as a pure business conversation? If we're talking cybersecurity, particularly for the small market and to some degree the mid-market, their first thought is firewalls, endpoint protection, maybe a bit of encryption. Because those are common terms, they're bandied around, they see it all the time in the press. You start to mention words like SIEM, you start to talk about SOCs, you talk about incident response planning. For most small businesses, this is whoosh over the head. For some mid-businesses, they may have somebody on site who kind of understands it. But if that's the sales pitch, you've probably lost a large percentage of those opportunities. How do we change that business conversation so that we do offer them a fully comprehensive solution rather than just end up selling them the basic bits and trying to upsell for the next couple of years?
This is not a technical discussion at all. It's a business one. You raise a really important point here in that if you look at traditional IT services, they are largely held in the responsibility of the MSP themselves. It's around business continuity and making sure that you've got systems that are in warranty and capacity and all of those things that we're doing proper backups. And so you're generally held responsible for the environment. Security is the first category where there is truly a shared responsibility between the MSP and the end customer and the end customer's employees, because the number one access point for cybercrime today is through social engineering. It's all of the phishing attacks that take place, and there isn't an MSP in the world that would or could possibly take responsibility for all of that. I think the conversation just needs to be changed completely, and it needs to be just a business conversation, not a technical one. It's okay that there's a technical solution to it, but the conversation is really all about business, and it involves a certain element of technology, but a larger element, at least at the onset, of education and training and testing and vulnerability testing and then re-educating and re-informing. And after an end-user training experience, we provide the tools for upfront assessment, the end-user training. We encourage companies to go do this on a quarterly basis, to do a refresh to the existing employees, and invariably there's a new employee that hasn't been informed, you know, all of these things, and then go back and actually do testing against it and run phishing scams against the company, generate reports, present those reports to the management so that the management can go down to the individuals and have a discussion with them about, hey, didn't we just provide training in this? You just failed this test. This is kind of the batten down the hatches method of getting people informed and educated so that at least we can, if not completely mitigate, at least largely mitigate the social engineering attack factor. That's one piece of it. And then there are some really rudimentary things about technical access points. Printers, multifunction printers are the most entered point into the network of any system out there. And if you go to HP or any of the other manufacturers, you just go to their website. They publish default pins for every printer they've ever made. And unfortunately, these things get installed and people don't change the default pin. Pretty easy access point. Not just to the device, but what people need to understand is once that got plugged into the network, you really have access to the entire network. These are pretty basic things that, frankly, don't provide 100% protection, but frankly, they do take a lot of the really easy, simple access points, which is really the place of highest vulnerability today because there's so many attacks across those easy vectors. So you do really start to narrow down very, very quickly with just a little bit of effort a lot of the attacks that are taking place today.
How do you talk to your MSPs in that conversation with customers over responsibility? If we look at a number of surveys over the last few years, whenever it comes to security and SMBs, there's this belief that if I've handed it to an MSP or some other form of service provider, I no longer have any responsibility here whatsoever. First of all, in law, not a chance. GDPR is a good example. You can't just offload your responsibility. But you talked there also about devices like printers. The customer won't go to the MSP providing the security and say, by the way, we're buying a new bunch of printers. Where does that conversation and where does that ongoing relationship exist between MSPs and customers in understanding how the IT estate is changing, on understanding what the customer needs to do with their staff and is still responsible for in law and by compliance, compared to what services the MSP can provide to make sure in particular that there's no gap, because those fracture lines are just so easily exploited?
You're raising a really important, really macro dynamic that the market needs to understand much better and figure out how to pivot to very, very quickly. There's a perhaps overused but under-executed term in this market, which is to be the trusted advisor to their customer. They use that. That's long been desired stature in the context of the relationship between MSP and end client. This is really a unique opportunity to really establish that relationship at a completely different level. For those who execute it well and right, it gets them out of that transactional vendor relationship. It discontinues the sense that, oh, here's Michael and Ian coming in from Michael and Ian's big MSP, and I just look at that as a cost center because every time those guys are here, they're just selling me something new and it doesn't really affect my business and everything. But if you can change that dynamic so that I'm looking at Michael and Ian's big MSP as these are the guys that have a very thoughtful data protection, environment protection, security environment. They're doing my end user training. They're getting up in front of my company on a quarterly basis and doing a lunch and learn in the cafeteria, showing the exposure of phishing attacks, showing what's right and what's wrong, doing contrast and compare, helping us understand our processes to say, just ask the question. Just send a note back to somebody using a different channel, like a text, and say, hey, Ian, is this really from you? Just simple, simple things, protocol-related things. Just think about how much that changes the relationship between the MSP and the end customer. That is a trusted advisor role. That is a shared relationship role. And just have a very honest conversation that starts with, I cannot guarantee 100% that I can protect you, but I can work with you and we can do everything we can to narrow down the gap so that maybe there's a 1% chance. We provide the risk assessment tools up front so that you can run assessment scans and everything else against the company so that when you go in to have that very first meeting, you can say, look, this is the kind of company you are. This is a best practice. This is where you should be on the spectrum of security based on our vulnerability scanning. This is where you are. We did some dark web scanning. We did some testing. We did some phishing tests against your employees. And this is where you are on the spectrum of vulnerability. You're a 62, and you need to be a 95 or better because you're a financial services company or you're in the healthcare or whatever it might be. Again, this changes the opportunity for the MSP to have that trusted advisor relationship. It's very, very different, but not all of them know how to take advantage of it. But this is important.
Historically, some of those tools and techniques you're talking about there were only available to very large companies. If you look around this industry, things like vulnerability testing and pen testing for small to mid companies is often seen as way too expensive, something they wouldn't consider doing. Within your platform, you're allowing your MSPs to have access to those tools to be able to deliver those services forward. So two questions out of that. The first is, how much do your MSPs see that as a significant business advantage that they can exploit themselves to say to a customer, we're bringing large enterprise capability to you, but not at large enterprise pricing? And secondly, how much more aware are you finding the customer base that they're targeting, understanding the benefits of having anti-phishing training, having information about what's weak in their network, of being able to see what that remediation path is between them and the MSP?
The history of how security has found its way into the small business, you were really talking through the history of how it's been in quite an informed way, because small business IT service companies traditionally went and looked into the enterprise for these tools because nobody, quite frankly, is building any sophisticated tools for small businesses. There isn't an economic that affords them the opportunity to go sell them one at a time. They're all engineered for large companies. The first approach for MSPs was to look at those large tools and see how they might be able to apply them. Of course, the economics just simply didn't work. And frankly, those tools, so well engineered for the large-scale enterprise that has a completely different set of attack vectors and a whole bunch of different set of security dynamics, I liken that attempt to dogs watching TV. They look like they know what's going on, but they really didn't understand what was happening. It was a pretty failed, noble, but failed effort to try to bring those tools down into the scale and registration of the small business needs. We, as a company, and long has been our mantra, that we bring enterprise-grade tools and technology and skills into the small to medium business market because we do so at scale. We have over 6,000 partners worldwide. We have over 1.25 million desktops and servers and firewalls in our network today that we secure, monitor, back up, all of the things that our platform enables us to go do. We've been able to democratize, if you will, IT, really top grade enterprise IT, down to the scale and the consumability and the appropriateness to the small to medium business market. That has been our mission since the onset of this great journey of ours. And that's been, frankly, the hallmark of the success of the company. Noble as those attempts were, failed, as they have seen. In the small business market now, again, people can do this for pennies on the endpoint. It's completely affordable. It's completely appropriate. The other part of your question, however, was how educated is the small business buyer or consumer of the applicability of this? And it has to do with two things. Again, the proximity to an event, any kind of an incident, as I talked about before, there are either one or two concentric circles away from being in the bullseye and having been affected themselves in some way, number one, but also at the hands of the education that their MSP has provided to them. And that, frankly, is the first level of responsibility, is the educational part. Literally, MSPs are getting called today and displaced because a small business got educated by somebody else who has the kind of solution that we enable them with, that are going in there and educating and informing and training and assessing and providing risk and business discussions that we empower them with. And so very traditional MSPs that are not being forthcoming and being proactive in the educational process are getting unhooked and displaced every day. To that, just along the lines of these statistics, one of the things that came to bear on this, the SMB is not reluctant to displace their MSP all over security-related incident, is that over the next 2 years, more small to medium businesses will fire their existing MSP and hire a new one all over the dynamic of security, more so over the next 2 years than has taken place over the last 20.
That's a stunning statistic. But one of the things that your survey didn't ask, if we look at the current market, we're seeing a massive rise in supply chain attacks. The SMB is being blamed as the cause for many of these attacks starting. What we're not seeing is massive responsibility being taken by large enterprises to help their smaller suppliers secure their systems. The assumption is that you will have a provider or you will do it yourselves. At what point do we start to see the large enterprises begin to engage with platforms like yourself and say, okay, look, we've got 500 SMBs out there. We don't know the state of their security, but with GDPR and other compliance legislation out there, we need to know that anything we share with them or they share with us is secure all the way through the chain. How do they begin to engage with you and say, how do you help our supplier base? Because that has to be the biggest potential driver to getting those SMBs secure.
It's a great point, because if you miss out, if you're a supplier to one of these major manufacturers and you lose access to them, then they could be a meaningful part of your own business. On the large enterprise, we're really clear about what we're going to excel at and what we're not going to do. And frankly, we're clear about two things. One is being channel specific and channel deliberate. We are 100% channel based. It is a very symbiotic relationship as a result. It also allows us to focus 100% of our resources, engineering, energies, etc., on the MSP. we don't do anything direct with the enterprise. We are not a viable solution in that equation that you just laid out. As important as it is, we're not a viable solution in the large enterprise to help them figure that out. There are companies, I don't know if you're familiar with BitSight, there are other companies that do have those kinds of security platforms that test for and ensure that people are compliant on the other side. What we can do is we can play a role for the small to medium business market to get compliant, to be able to participate in the supply chain to the larger enterprises by providing all the security capabilities, identification, remediation tools that we have and capabilities that we have. We can help them get compliant. We actually are not part of the large enterprise side of the equation. The place that it's going to emerge in more immediately, although that's a super important category as well, but it's actually in the insurance area. Today, insurance companies will often provide a discount for their fire insurance on your home if you have a certain kind of fire detection. All of these things are now, in some cases, absolutely mandatory. And in some cases, while not discretionary, if you just do this additionally or that additionally, we'll continue to reduce your insurance policy. Makes perfectly good sense. Unfortunately, the small to medium business market, nascent as they are in knowing what technological solutions there might be to solve for their problems, they're going out and they're buying insurance. The problem with that, having your house burned down and losing everything in it and just being financially compensated for it so you can go buy another one in the context of a business or even a home for that matter, isn't a really viable solution. We'd rather avoid getting my house burned down altogether. Providing the tools and technologies enable you to go do that. Small businesses are left not knowing about those technological solutions to go out and buying insurance. They're literally buying cybersecurity insurance so that if they have a complete catastrophic business loss or failure, that they're getting financially compensated for it. That is a very short-lived, first-generation, problem-solving way to go at it. Premiums for these insurance policies are going to go through the roof. This is a very cyclical thing. And because we do have a truly viable immediate training, identification, all of the things that do enable small businesses to have their business well protected, not 100% protected, but well protected, to have backup in the event of any kind of failure. But having that environment does give the small business an opportunity. If they do choose to buy insurance, which we still recommend that they do, they can do so at a much greater discounted cost because they have taken all these preventative measures.
If a small business owner was to walk up to you and say, okay, I need cybersecurity, what should I be looking for in an MSP? What would you say to them?
The first is that the MSP came to them, that they didn't have to ask the MSP that question. First of all, have they approached you already? And have they come in to educate you? Have they done a risk assessment for you? Have they told you where, because of the nature and the size of your business that you are and the category that you're in, what a best practice risk level is acceptable in your business? Because those are all the things that your MSP should know and they should be bringing them to you. Frankly, it just starts there. This is that place that being proactive and being preemptive and calling in these business conversations. And by the way, it's an enormous opportunity for the MSP because a lot of times they've gotten questioned off to the office manager or the finance person because IT is like that utility that I need that is in my cost basis and all that stuff. But because of the heightened awareness around the existential threat that security poses to the small business owner, the actual owner of the business is now front and center in that meeting. They care and they're listening and they're learning because, to your point, it's a business conversation, not a technical one. They want to hear about risk. They want to hear where they sit in the spectrum of other like companies in their risk profile. Tell me the basic things I need to do as a company to go and begin to secure my environment and secure my company from these risks. They're welcoming that opportunity. They're sitting in on it. They're learning in it. They understand that not having a good MSP in the basics of your business might mean a little bit of downtime here or there, a little bit of a slow connection, whatever it might be, maybe a PC that's out of warranty. But these are all nuisances, but they're not existential threats. Security is an existential threat. companies go out of business typically 6 months after they've been hit by a ransomware attack. Sometimes they try to pay them. Sometimes you pay them and you still don't get unlocked. There's just a whole cascading set of effects that happen once you get attacked that it becomes very, very difficult to recover from. So the goal is really to prophylactically and preventatively avoid the attack in the first place. And then security, again, is one of those areas where time is your enemy. The longer that that attack has an opportunity to propagate, to gestate, to make its way and infiltrate through the rest of the network, make its way to the CFO's PC, even though it came in through the person who does something else, it's going to find its way into the CEO's PC and into the CFO's PC and all of the other places. Again, time is your enemy, and the ability to immediately respond, have a response plan, immediately respond, to isolate, to remediate, and to reverse that is critical. And again, security is a 24/7 category. Cyber criminals don't go home at 5 o'clock at night and show back up at 9 o'clock in the morning. These are persistent attacks that take place 24/7. And without a SOC, a security operations center, monitoring these systems and remediating these systems immediately is just not a viable solution today. So we provide all of that. We provide a SOC on a 24/7 operate. We have multiple SOCs around the world so that we can do so in local markets, but also be able to follow the sun and have this stuff monitored for immediate attention 24/7.
Looks like it's going to get better for SMEs in security over the next few years. Thank you very much for your time today.
Ian, thank you. Really a privilege and a pleasure.